Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday if you're listening to us live. This is our show, Through Love's Eyes, and I am your host, Christine Burke, and I am thrilled to be here today with Shayna Mihailovic, and I hope I said that. I actually asked her. I got a little coaching, but I hope I said it correctly because when she says it, it's beautiful, and I don't want to change that. But we'll get that from Shayna in a little bit. Shayna is a transformational success choreographer, and I love that. It's boy, doesn't that paint a picture? She is a transform. She teaches people how to spark their creativity through movement to gain clarity and confidence in their business and life. Shayna is highly intuitive and also uses those skills to help people gain alignment with their true selves and business. So without further ado, let's meet Shayna. Hi, Shayna.
Hi, everyone. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We're thrilled to have you here. I'll tell you, I have had so much fun, and listeners have had so much fun getting to know coaches and, you know, sort of what makes coaches tick and their inner world and their hearts and, you know, why they do what they do. And I know a lot of people who, you know, every week look forward to those hours of inspiration and connection. So thank you for being here.
Yes, of course. I'm excited.
Well, you know, so before we go on, will you say your full name for everybody? Because you really do say it beautifully and with just the right accent.
Absolutely. My name is Shayna Harris Mihailovic, and it's an Eastern European last name. I'm married. My husband is from Europe, so that's where that comes from.
Absolutely. So how long did it take you to learn how to spell it?
Well, actually not that long, because when you learn the logistics of the language, you realize that each letter has the same sound all the time, so it's pretty easy. Once you get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unlike our local
beautiful
regional.
English.
Yes, exactly. Wonderful. Let's see. As a way of getting to know you, so I like to ask people, I always lead off with the same question, but I'm gonna ask you a different one. And then we'll go through the normal sort of approach. But
Talk
about being highly intuitive, and that's really near and dear to my heart because, me too. and the journey of coming to realize that and to honor, like to trust and honor what I knew, despite the fact that other people around me, you know, wouldn't see that. Like a friend and I who are highly intuitive have talked about how it's almost like we're at a different movie. You know, life is a different movie for us and we're seeing different things.
My gosh,
and
yes.
Right, looking for people to validate it, but they can't because they're literally not seeing it. So I'm wondering if you would share, like, have you always been intuitive and aware of it, or is this a new discovery for you?
So I have not always been aware of my intuitiveness. Like, there are situations in my life where I knew something was about to happen and kind of when. Like, it's kind of, you know, like when my uncle passed away, I knew the day before that he was going to pass away the next day. So I was like, I need to go see him today. And those types of things. And that was before I knew I was intuitive. So my intuitiveness, becoming aware of it, actually is part of my big aha moment that we're going to talk about. So,
Oh, great. So, will you use that lead right in? So that's just beautiful. So we all want to hear about your big aha moment. So, and let me just set this up for the audience, you know, so those of us who are in the coaching or have been through a big transformation where we go from that point of trying to control life to understanding that if we can just go with it, life will work a little bit better. Like in going through that process, we start out in that point where we believe all the stuff that we were taught about, you know, hard work and sacrifice and saving and duty and responsibility mm-hmm. and luck and all that crazy stuff. And we believe all of that. And then at some point,
right.
when we start going through training and we start shifting the way we approach life and life starts changing in big ways, then, you know, we have these moments of, oh, you know, that's we're calling them the aha
yeah.
moment, where we realize that the only thing that was keeping us where we were in our misery was the idea that we thought misery was acceptable. In fact,
yeah.
what we might reach for. So with that little preface, Shayna, please tell us about your aha moment and, you know, where you were in life and how you got
yeah.
there.
So I'm going to, like, rewind a little bit and give you a little bit of my back story of how I started coaching so that you can understand
right.
why this is such a big shift. I started out as wanting to become a health coach. Like, that's where it started. And I found a school that I loved that wasn't just teaching you about nutritional coaching. It was life coaching. It was Ayurveda. It was intuitive studies. It was psychology. It was everything that I could possibly want to learn. So I decided to go to that school. And while I was going to school, I was building my health coaching business at the same time because I had previous knowledge of it. So I was like, I'm just going to go for it and just add, you know, to what I'm learning to my coaching.
Mm.
And I kind of got to a point where I was stuck because I was just not feeling it. Like, I had all these clients who wanted to make big changes in their life. But they wanted me to write them meal plans and give them exercise plans. And I was like, that's, you know,
right.
that's not going to get you that long lasting change that you're looking for. Like, let's do the deeper inner work. And none of them wanted to do it. And I was kind of like, I don't know what to do because I don't want to health
yeah.
coach these people because they just want to lose weight right now.
Right.
So I kind of went through a big shift in spiritual change in myself. I started doing a little bit more self-care, a little bit more spirituality practices, and I found a wonderful, wonderful healer, intuitive healer, and I worked with her for 4 weeks, and this is where my shift came in. I started to see angels. I started to just all of these changes were happening. I was seeing faces in my dreams, or not even in my dreams, just whenever I closed my eyes, I would see faces of people. And I just kept getting messages and all these feelings and knowings. And I should also let you know, I'm a dance teacher. I teach dance to young kids from the age of 2 to, I don't know, 17.
Oh,
and I struggled with myself to go back teaching because I was like, no, I really want to just do my coaching business. Like, that's what I really want to do.
Right.
But for some reason, I just went back and I started to teach again. And it's all connected because when I realized that no matter what in my life is going on, I need to keep dancing, and that's part of who I am, and that's my purpose, and that's what I am meant to do and meant to give to the world is dance and movement. That's when the light bulb went off. That's when it happened. So it kind of shifted. I'm like, okay, so dance, movement, what is this bringing me? I started to do it more, you know, on my own, just freely. And I would start getting more creative on my business. I would start getting more ideas for my business. I was writing like crazy, like doing all of this stuff. And that's when I realized that's what I'm meant to teach. I'm meant to teach people how to get creative and how to get moving so that they can really align themselves with whatever it is what they want in life. Because alignment is key.
Beautiful. Absolutely it is. And, yeah, I love the idea of dancing with life instead of fighting our way through it, right?
Exactly. It's finding your flow within the hustle that you're doing, you know?
Yeah. And you know, let me ask you,
yeah.
so during that shift, I mean, you explained that so eloquently, and when you were in that place where you were trying to do the health coaching, right, and people were asking you, you know, basically to sell them something that you knew wasn't going to help, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the problem. And I tell you, I had this exact epiphany. Life is so amazing because it always puts us together with people to help us get clarity and to affirm what we, the conclusions that we draw, or to challenge them. But I had the same thing happen to me in the business world, where I had all these clients paying me a lot of money to do software and process implementation, and I really struggled with years because it was like, look, unless you change your culture, this isn't going to freaking help. And
yeah.
I would, you know, meanwhile, like I had to, it's the same exact thing. Unless you do the inner work, unless you figure out the people part of it and get people aligned as a team and get them internally aligned and engaged with your company, no matter what we try to do, it's going to fail because it's resistance, resistance, resistance. But here's the cool thing, right? You saw that resistance and your clients, and did you make that connection later on? Maybe not at the time, but later on, did you make the connection that the resistance you saw in your clients was a reflection of your own resistance to do your own inner work?
Completely. And
yeah.
I still see it. Like when I fall off the wagon, like, okay, what's going on with my clients? What's going on with me? Like it's a direct reflection of what's going on. So,
I love it. Yes, whenever, and guys, you know, listen to this. It's so amazing because when you go through this transformation and you make this, you know, it's like, oh, my business clients aren't willing to do this, right? And it's like, well, this is all a waste of time and da-da-da-da. Well, eventually I realize what they're showing me that is that I am unwilling to do the hard work of taking care of the people in my business, including, you know, myself, and it's like not including, it's especially yourself. I was unwilling to do that, and so all these people in my life were doing was showing me my own resistance. And right? And so now when somebody starts acting out in my life, it doesn't matter whether it's home or it's, you know, it doesn't matter who it is, I look at those people, even the politicians, maybe especially the politicians, when they start acting out in a ridiculous way. Yeah, right? And I see them acting out on TV. Instead of saying, what the heck's wrong with that crazy person, I say, oh, my God, what is that showing me? Like, where am I right now?
What's going on with me that I'm seeing this? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's life-changing.
Absolutely. It really is. When you really begin to look at your life, your surroundings in your life, the people in your life, the people that you live with, what's going on with them? Why, like, why are they, you know, either pissing you off, or why are they, like, loving you so much? Whatever is going on with them is a direct reflection of what's going on with you. And this is me getting vulnerable with you right now. Like, I'm having, you know, pretty rough time with my relationship, my marriage. And and I see that the more I work on myself and my communication with others, the better our relationship is becoming. Maybe he's not doing his own personal work and everything like that, but I see that our arguments are shorter, or they don't even start, you know, or we have longer amounts of time where we are just feeling great with each other. You know what I mean? So
I do. I know exactly.
It's really, and that's what I've realized. I've come to realize that, okay, what's going on in my life?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on in my business? It's a direct, it coincides. So
absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I do. It's so powerful and it's so true. And, you know, I've been through this in my marriage. I think most of us who go through major transformations go through this time when, you know, the way we see ourselves starts to change. And we start to see ourselves as, like, more aware. We can even fall into that trap of being, like, slightly more evolved or, you know, at a slightly higher operating level. Like we're, you know, if everybody's at life 3.0 and we open up to our intuition and spirituality, we start thinking and we start understanding the way life works, we start thinking of ourselves as sort of life 4.0. You know, it's like, oh, we're at a different level, at a different version. And you start looking around at other people and it's like, well, gee, you know, I married my husband when I was a 3.0 and my husband's not really interested in this, you know, the energy stuff, the spiritual stuff or, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And I started thinking, you know, maybe he's, like, not enough for me because I kind of want somebody who's where I'm at.
Who's on my level,
Yeah, exactly. And then, but you know what? Life always wants to remind us that we're always exactly where we're supposed to be and that our only business is to maintain our business, like, inside our own skin. It's not to judge, right? So it's like, it's not about me deciding how my husband compares to me. It's about me owning my stuff so that my husband can be who I need him to be in each moment. And all I have to do is realize he always is.
Yep, exactly. And not even just that, that once we decide to be who we, you know, are called to be and who we want to become, then we become the person that they're looking for.
Yeah.
And it works itself out. You know, it just does. It begins to flow again. And maybe opening up to your 4.0 is going to bring you to, like, let's say you jump to 6.0. But by you jumping to 6.0, that's going to bring your significant other up to a 4.0 by accident.
That's right. That's right. You know, I have goosebumps all over me right now because really, I mean, such an honest conversation and not something I've had before. I mean, I don't like, this is all stuff that I worked out, you know, and I just didn't talk about it because it's sort of, well, it is, you know what? Our marriages are sacred ground, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. And when we realize that and we treat them like sacred ground, then,
they change. Kind of like full circle.
Yes, absolutely. There's a realization, too, that life knows where we're going. Like, we don't, you know, we're trying to figure out, and we get intuitive insights, and we get signposts, and we do the best we can.
We try to make plans and goals,
but in reality,
life is going to bring us where they want us to. We might exceed our goals, we might not make our goals, but whatever happens, that's where we were meant to go.
That's right.
In order to either learn something, well, it's always to learn something, it's always to grow.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, how much do relationships come up? And I mean, everything is a relationship, right? Everything we do, marriage, work, relationship with the self, right? How much do relationships specifically come up in the work that you do with your clients?
That's an interesting question because actually one of my clients, I am, let's say, her relationship coach. She came to me to help her with her relationship, which isn't my main thing. It's not what I, let's say, do, quote unquote.
Uh-huh.
But the work that I do, the work that I do transforms the person so much that it will transform all aspects of their life, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does. I'm wondering if, you know how hard it is, like everybody else can always see us better than we can see ourselves on some levels. I mean, we know ourselves the best, but other people can see our gifts that stand out more easily because they're different.
Right.
You know, whatever our gifts are, we've had them our whole lives. We don't know what
it would
be to live without them.
You know?
Right. Exactly. Well, my sense is that your relationship, your ability to help people to really take responsibility for and become empowered in their relationships is a huge part of your transformational choreography. And there's an interesting thing about it. I get this image of dance and how that is You know, dance is something that you do alone and with a partner. Like it's both.
It is. Dance is life. We are all dancing, and we either need to, we're doing one of two things. We are either dancing within our lives or we are resisting it. If you wake up every morning and it feels hard, you're resisting the dance. You're not in your flow. And dance is that. This is like something that I'm going to be creating. I'm so excited. I'm going to be creating dance meditation that coincide with chakras and an affirmation. And it's just, I haven't created them yet, but I just feel that they are going to like change lives. Like it's I don't know.
Oh, I can feel that. Sure. It would. And are you feeling energy shifting a lot lately? I mean, are you sort of finding the challenges and opportunities coming at you faster and more furiously, both you and your clients?
Oh my gosh, yes. Like
yeah.
Sunday, like I get like all this like, whoo, this is so exciting, and go, go, go. And then like the next day, I think what my day is going to be like perfect, you know, like I'm going to go teach a couple dance classes, come home, hang out with my family and be able to, you know, get those ideas moving. And I wasn't even home all day yesterday, you know, like, so yeah, as soon as you have breakthroughs, you're going to have those challenges. We just need to work through them.
Right. Right.
And own them.
Yeah. Interesting. You know, my son is, planning a trip this summer. He's going overseas. He's 25. He's going to Thailand with a friend. And,
oh, wonderful.
Isn't that really cool? But, you know, it's also scary. I mean, it's an adventure, and he's really excited, but it's, you know, not something he's ever done before. And so he's, you know, nervous about it, and so he's been looking for his passport and hasn't been able to find it, and we all know the passport's here. Like, we know it is.
Yeah.
And we've all looked, and we haven't been able to find it. And so my son came in this morning, and he said, Mom, I found my passport. And I said, you did? And he said, yeah. You know, a couple of days ago, I prayed. And I said, okay, I get that I'm thing. Like, there must be some part of me that's afraid of going to Thailand, and I totally get that, but I'm going. You know, I'm doing this. I'm going to step through this. And he's like, so could I please just have my passport? Could I? You know, can this just be over? Can I have my passport now? I'm going. And he found it. And it was in the bottom of the snowboard bag, which is like completely, you know, why would it ever be in there? But I was so, but I was so excited that it was that realization that if this isn't happening, it's because there's some part of me that's not on board. And, you know, I got to work that out inside of me. I mean, so, right. And as soon as he did, you know, boom.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, isn't that great? I love it, too. And, of course, you know, he's 25, so he hates it when it's my idea. I mean, and he would. He's supposed to be finding his own place and independence and whatnot. But when it was his idea, when he was able to tell the story of his own resistance and getting past it, it was so empowering.
And
it's, you know, it's what you teach people, which is really exciting. The world is changing because of people like you. I mean, it's...
Same with you, my girlfriend.
Well, it is true. I mean, we are moving into a new world because of people like you. Is there, like, a moment that stands out for you when you made the commitment? So I know you talked about your aha moment and whatnot, but... Is there a moment when all of a sudden you said, you know, this is it, and so the dance choreography and transformation, like, this is it, and this is what I'm going to do because this is who I am? Is there a moment that you sort of, you know, goosebumps and the whole thing?
I'm going to be honest with you. I get a lot of them ever since that I worked with my intuitive healer. I get these goosebump moments often. Like, I could say at least monthly, sometimes more than that, which is wonderful. It's really good. But at the same time, it's kind of like, overwhelming because I have so many ideas that just feel in alignment. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
What's for now? What's right now, you know? All right. Thank you, angels. Thank you, you know, God, universe, whatever you want to call it. Thank you for all of these. But which one is for now, you know?
I know. You know, I actually had that thought this morning because I have so many. I'm very much the same in that way. Like, I'm always getting these inspirations. And if I move in a direction on them, the pieces start to fall into place, like, phenomenally fast, but I can't manage them all. I mean, it's just not possible. And so I just this morning was asking, like, okay, you know, which step first? Because I can't do it all. And I got this, message, but sort of this mental clarity insight that when we are open to the goosebumps and the inspiration, it's almost like we're downloading them into consciousness and holding them. So we don't actually have to do all the execution. Like, we're channeling, you know, we're being a channel for the positive ideas to come in, which is why more and more and more of us are engaging.
Mm-hmm. And I love it. I'm excited. Like, you know, I had just yesterday, last night, this morning, like, clarity on, you know, my next step so that I can execute this and have it feel wonderful instead of rushed or instead of taking too long. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So
yeah, and actually talk about that. So with your clients, right, you use the language of dance. It's beautiful. So, right, you know, not too fast, not too slow, right? So with your clients, can you talk about how you help them define that, well, the right pace or beat, I guess you would say?
I think, you know, this is where the coaching comes in. Being able to figure out their readiness for something, not giving them, allowing them to figure out what is for them and talking over with them on, okay, well, does that feel good? Does that feel too much? Does that feel not enough? Like, do you really think that you're going to execute this in the next week or 2 weeks, however long it's going to be till I talk to you next? Not only that, there comes a time within my sessions where I start to channel things. Mm. So I might channel messages and I'll just talk and talk and talk and talk, and they just have to write notes. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Because it might not come back to me, what I just said to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think when those moments come in within a session where I'm channeling probably for about 5 minutes or so, that's kind of like, okay, this is your basis.
Mm.
What feels good? Read it through. Which one are we going to start with right now? And like I said, because of my clients, they're from all walks of life. Like, yeah, I focus on helping. This is what it really is. I focus on helping, you know, business owners or whoever want to be business owners get their clarity before they even start going and paying for business coaches so that they don't waste their time and waste their money trying to figure out what they're meant to do.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like,
I do. So, hallelujah. Hey, everyone.
Like, don't go and spend 10 grand on somebody and you still don't know who you're meant to work with, what you know what I mean? Like, what your goal is. Like, don't go pay that much money and you don't know what you want yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know
you need
what?
To have your vision.
That's an amazing point because I spent, tens of thousands of dollars over the years trying to have websites built that I wasn't, you know, it was at that moment where I was, it was the reflection or expression of where I was in that moment, but I was only going to be there for a moment. And so there was, and I didn't know, and I didn't know that somebody could help me to find out, you know, the destination. Like, we always kind of need to be looking 2 to 5 years down the road, because if you're always trying to express where you are today, you're always outgrowing yourself.
Yes, yeah.
So how do you help?
So getting... Go ahead.
Go ahead. This is we want to know about you. Everybody already knows about me. It's boring, but we want to know about you. So,
so it's really getting clarity on your vision and your purpose. That's like the key, being able to do that. So, all right, everybody, you know, everybody talks about passion and what's your passion and this and this and that.
Right.
So
right.
I think passion is important, but I don't think you have to say, this is my passion.
Right.
I think it's more about getting passionate about something at the moment.
Mm.
That's what's going to fuel you to go. You know, like, I'm one of the rare people who knew their passion at, like, 4. You know what I mean? I'm a dancer. That was my passion. That was always my passion. But now that I'm, you know, in my 30s, I have more than just dance as a passion. You know, I have coaching as a passion. I have helping people as a passion. I have, like, growing my own garden as a passion. You know what I mean? But
yes.
What is, you know, going to fuel that fire?
Mm-hmm.
So my two passions, dancing and coaching right now, bringing them together, that's fueling my fire.
Yeah, and, you know, that's really interesting. We've been talking about this lately with coaches. So, you know, when you said, and I meant to bring you back around to this point, but I got lost on the other exciting stuff. when you were talking about how you got into the coaching and then, you know, you were resistant to go back into dance because they seemed like separate things to you, right? But
yeah.
Then at some point you discovered, oh, my God, they're both parts of me and they do belong together. When
yes.
you look back over, and you actually use specifically the word connected. So I've had that experience. I know a lot of coaches on the show have had the experience where you think that what you did in your past life is completely unrelated to the coaching that you want to do, but you keep
uh-huh.
getting pulled back into that old life, and you eventually realize, oh, I'm supposed to connect the two. Like, they're... You know, there
yeah.
was no wasted time. So do you talk about, like, getting passionate about what you're actually doing? I mean, because what we're doing is what we're meant to be doing and choosing to get passionate about that?
Yeah, so, yeah, you have to be passionate about, you know, what we're doing. Like, a coach, they must be passionate about coaching. They must
mm-hmm.
be passionate about helping people. But if they're not passionate about it, why aren't you? You know, what's
right.
missing from that? Are you even coaching on the right thing? You know, like, or are you just finding clients from, you know, wherever just so you can get clients? Like, that's not passion.
Right.
You know,
we
talk about in our online space. Yeah. We talk about in our online space about niche. What's your niche? What's your niche? What's your niche? And it seems so scary and daunting when you're new. Like, oh, my God, I don't know my niche. I can't do anything. But it's not that. It's really about finding what you are passionate about and then aligning your business with it.
Right.
So I'm passionate about dance and creativity. I've aligned my business with it to help other coaches and to help other people in their lives. Like, I can help, you know, a mom who is a stay-at-home mom and is struggling, you know, to really find what they want to do. All their kids are in school now and they want to do something. I can help her figure out her passion and, like, move forward to it. But what I see in our online space is everybody paying tens of thousands of dollars and not getting results from it because they don't know what they love yet. They don't
right.
have that passion and that fuel for it. You know, if money is the thing that you're going after by doing this, you're only going to go but so far.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you have
you know,
to
I
find
love...
what's deep inside.
Absolutely.
And, go for
and
that.
I love to say, you know, when we chase money, it runs.
Yeah, it does.
It does. And, you know,
we
I say that.
We all have experienced that.
Yes, we do. It's really funny. And when we get busy doing what we love, it comes to us. It's money
mm-hmm.
is money. You can almost think of it as a character, like a cartoon
oh my
character.
God, yeah.
That if you go running after money, it's going to play with you. It's going to, oh, you want to chase me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go. You know, game on. Let me tell you, money is always going to win. but it can't stand to be ignored by you. So as soon as you go and say, oh, you run, you do whatever you want, I'm not interested, I'm going to go over and do this thing over here that I'm passionate about. I'm going to put my energy into something creative and dance with life. And I'm going to be so busy enjoying and playing with life that I'm not even going to be thinking about you. Money comes over and it says, oh, come on, I want in. You know?
Yeah. It's like, I just like had like an analogy in my head. It's like money's like a toddler.
Yes.
If you want to play with it, if you want to hang out with that kid, it's not going to want to hang out with you. But as soon as you change your direction onto something else, it's going to come sneaking up behind you, poking you, pointing at you. Like, it's the same thing.
It is. Isn't that beautiful? We just came up with that, like, on the spot. That's really cool.
Yeah, we did.
Because you can just see the money, like, instead of money being this scary, daunting thing that has power over us, we just turned it into what it really is, which is the toddler that pouts and toys with you just, you know, just for fun. And the second you realize it's a toddler that's playing and pouting, that boom, the entire relationship changes.
Yeah. And then it's like, it blossoms.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that neat? It's like, oh, just go pay attention to my passion, and money's going to come over because money hates to be left alone. It is. I mean, it wants into your life, but it can't come in if you're going to chase it, because, you know, I mean, we all remember being kids. You chase something, you chase your little brother or sister, you know, whatever. They run because that's what instinct says.
Yeah, or a butterfly. You can't catch a butterfly if you're running after it.
Right, that's right. Oh, I love that one. Yeah, stand still and it'll land right on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Really cool. All right, guys. You know, you heard it here first, because this is going to go viral. Like, no, seriously, we're going to see money popping up everywhere in the toddler, like the cartoon toddler image. And I just want you to know that Shayna and I came up with this today.
Yeah.
So, February 17th, right? Yeah, we're going in the Guinness Book of World Quotes or something.
It's cool. Like, I love it.
I do too. And I know we're going to integrate it. And we're going to do more things together. I mean, we're, you know, members of a tribe. So it's so neat to meet you.
That's
really fun. So your approach and values, you know, as people are out there and they're connecting with you and they're saying, I'm telling you right now, people are saying, wow, you know, I like Shayna's approach. I feel safe. Maybe they're secretly struggling in their marriage, and, you know, you brought that up for a reason. There are people, a lot of us, you know, most of us struggle. All of us struggle from time to time. I mean, it's part of the deal. It's part of life. So there are going to be people who are struggling, and right now, before they heard this, they will have been thinking that, you know, their spouse or their boss or their, you know, mother or whatever is the problem. And they will have heard this and they'll say, oh, my gosh, you know, I wonder if it's true.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if I do my own work, if this person will actually be free to be more what I need them to be. And
I remember
so they're gonna
being in that exact place,
and actually, so talk about that. What is it like? What was your experience when all of a sudden you realized, you know, maybe it's not the other person, maybe it is me? I mean, how does that feel?
At first, it's kind of like, I don't know if I can curse on here, but it's kind of like shit, you know? Maybe it is me.
Because that's what it is, right?
Yeah, like, you don't want to be the problem. Nobody wants to be the problem.
Right.
But in reality, if we all accept that we all can be better and that we all can grow, we'll realize that, you know, it's not that we are the problem. It's that we are just growing or we're stuck and we need to get on our mountain of growth. We need to get out of that plane, that flat ground, and start moving up. You know, it's boring. You know, if you live in a valley, like, I mean, what is there? Like, not much going on. But if you head closer to the mountains, the world changes for you. You start to see things different. You can see things from different angles. You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
It's just a growth. It's a continuous story of growth. And the more we do it, the more we will change the lives around us. And just by accident, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I realized I did a bunch of research for something I was writing, and I discovered that it's very well known in psychology that most of us stop maturing and learning at about 12 or 13 years old, which is mind-blowing, right? Because you think, no, I've learned a lot. You know, I've learned a lot since I was 12 or 13 years old. But actually, most of what we learn after we're 12 or 13 fits into our existing belief system and perspective at that age, which means we only take in new learning that fits with what we already know. So we get more, you know, more experience and more knowledge, but it all reinforces what we already have. It's not new because we actually sort out the stuff that's familiar and reject and argue with and resist, as we discussed earlier, anything that doesn't match what we already think is true. So this filter system gets set up. Yeah, when you start thinking about, oh, my God, so here I am thinking I'm 49 years old. But, well, it's different now because I have actually very purposely gone about the process of updating my belief system and being more open to, you know, to that which not only, because everything that challenges me now is a potential to learn something, and so it excites me instead of scaring me. But, you know, at 40 years old, I absolutely know that I was operating with the world view that I had at 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
No wonder life was hard.
Yeah, and but now that you say that, it completely makes sense. It really does.
Right. And, you know, so we get angry with ourselves. And I'll say to people, you know, we're all perfect. I mean, if you're operating with that 12 or 13-year-old worldview because you haven't known to upgrade it and you're struggling with life, it's not because you're flawed or it's not because you're not good enough or you've done something wrong. It's just because you didn't know that was the way life worked. Nobody told you because most people don't know.
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, boy.
And when we can accept that simple phrase, you don't know what you don't know, accept that you will never know everything, and accept that there's always room for growth, then that's going to upgrade that 12-year-old mind, you know? Like, maybe I'm now upgraded to, like, 16, you know, just from the personal growth that I've done, you know? The curiosity of a 16-year-old, there's so much new going on. Like, I can say that maybe that's where I am at this moment.
Ah, but I love that. Yeah.
I'll never, you know, it's my duty to the world to keep going. You know, I know that I'm called here for more than just living in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and running an online business. Like, I'm called for greatness. And I know that. You know, I know that no matter where I am right now in my life, I know that this isn't what it's going to look like tomorrow, 5, 10, 20 years from now, you know?
I do. You know, it's funny, there is a tribe of us. It's, you know, the word tribe is coming out everywhere these days.
I love it. Yeah.
I do too. I absolutely love it because so many of us who are highly intuitive and feel drawn to be of service, there is this calling to be of service. And most of us did a lot of struggling. Like, we always felt like we didn't really fit in with the old paradigm, and we did a lot of wondering, like, how come I can't just be satisfied with this? Why do I fight it all? You know, why do I resist everything? Why am I such a rebel, right? And we start thinking there's something wrong with us, even though we're highly competent, like, we can do anything we set our minds to. And normally we had some passion, whether it's, for me it was horses, for you it was dance. Like, normally we had something that we lost ourselves in part because when we were doing that thing, we didn't feel like we didn't fit in somewhere, right? We
right.
did fit in oh, there.
Oh, I just
like
got
that.
Chills.
Yes, right?
Yes.
So we found
yes.
our place where we could be ourselves and express ourselves, and we did fit in, but it was never in the social paradigms because they felt like trying to stuff ourselves into boxes that we just didn't fit in. Well, now mm-hmm. the world is changing, and we're starting to realize, oh, the reason we didn't fit in the old paradigm is because we're supposed to build a bridge to the new one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's purpose in that. And I'm getting total chills,
yes.
like really,
mm-hmm.
like head to toe. Yeah,
yeah,
really cool.
Truth.
So
yes,
we're building
right
this
there.
Bridge and we're starting to meet one another, but we're meeting one another now in order to build this bridge together.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't meet before because the struggle of finding your truth and honoring it has to be done on your own. Not to say you can't do it with a coach because that completely defeats the purpose. Yes, 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 get the coaches, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, call Shana, listen to every program we've done. Like, find the person that aligns with your heart and get them to
yes.
help you to get onto the other side so that you can be part of this bridge. Because we are going to a new place. Everybody looks around today. Everybody admits this. Is what the structures that we have set up are not sustainable. We don't
right.
pretend anymore, right? I mean, we used to. It was terrible.
Right.
Everybody said, oh, no, this is all perfectly rational and logical, and, you know, we should love this, and why don't you just like being a slave to, you know, to a dollar? And, like, why isn't that fulfilling to you? And you try to explain it, and people would think you were weird. Now you actually don't have to do that anymore. Now people go, yeah, I know, I hate it too.
Yeah.
You know, it's broken. We got to do something.
It's so great to know some people that say that, you know? Like,
yeah, I do.
I'm starting to find, like, a new place, like my new tribe, my new belonging. Yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting. It is exciting. So when you're, you know, out there, how often do you coach coaches or how often do you feel, I don't know, I just feel coming from you like you're the coach's coach. Does that appeal to you?
I'm really loving it. I've worked with, you know, a VA who doesn't want to be a VA, who, you know, wants to do women's circles. I've worked with a writer, you know, who wants to kind of be a coach, like a college student. It's really great to see the different areas of life that my clients are in.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
I love it. Like, I love being able to help people just align with themselves, you know, and movement. Like, and when I say movement and dance, like, I just want to make this clear. This should not be strenuous. This should be enjoyable. This dance should make you smile. It should lift your vibration. You know, when I say movement, like, okay, I'm also a Zumba instructor. That's my side hustle. I love it. But that's not what I mean, you know, because that's, you're doing it for exercise. Like, I want you to just wake up in the morning, play your favorite song, and just get silly, you know? Like, that's what I mean by dance. Like, just doing it, like, for nothing. Just to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You want to hear something really funny?
A second purpose. You know what I mean? Like a, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, sorry. I actually do burst into dance. And it's a joke in my house because a commercial will come on. You know, commercials always have music.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
commercials come on, and I will be sitting on the couch or whatever, and I don't watch much TV, but, you know, occasionally I will. And I will just bounce up off the couch and do, like, break into a jig. And,
totally.
You know, my family starts, yeah, they start laughing, and they're like, oh, my God, you're so ridiculous if people could see you. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But the more opened
yeah.
up I became to, you know, inspiration or whatever, the more I would just
mm-hmm.
do. And I'd actually never noticed that is something new that I've done in the last 10 years. I didn't notice it as something
mm-hmm.
new until you just said that.
Yeah. It's so good for our souls to just
mm-hmm.
feel that vibration of happiness and joy. That's what dance brings you. I mean,
yeah.
honestly, if you go to the club or whatever, or a party, and people are on the dance floor dancing, like, Tell me who doesn't have a smile on their face.
I know. You can't help it.
That's what I mean. Just feeling joy and happiness. And that's going to get your creative spark moving. That's going to open your crown chakra. That's going to open up your third eye. You know what I mean? It's going to,
yeah.
When I dance, I literally feel my crown open. Like I feel tingles around
mm-hmm.
the top of my head when I'm dancing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I mean. Just get in it and just do it, you know?
Yeah. I love that. And I also love that you made a point of saying, you know, I like how connected and aligned and consistent. That's so important because we get confused. Life is confusing, guys. I mean, it is, you know. It's part art and part science. And it is a dance. And sometimes the beat's really fast and sometimes it's really slow. And it means always, you know, trying to align your, like, to perceive what the right beat is and your feedback systems will tell you, you know, if you're comfortable or not. And sometimes our discomfort
mm-hmm.
is fear and sometimes it's good. I mean, it's confusing, which is why needing the coach. But I love that Shana is saying, you know, it should feel good because, like, whatever you're doing, it should feel good. If you're dancing for exercise, that's not the same thing as doing what feels good. Because, you know what, if you go out and run, if you're out of shape and somebody says to you, go run 5 miles, running is terrible. When you're in shape and someone says, go run 5 miles, it's blissful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you have to always do what you're, to do what you're ready to, like what's comfortable for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how you, that's really consistent. So is your approach when you're working with your clients, obviously you're not the drill sergeant, you know, occasionally I come across them. And some people respond to that. But you think of yourself mm-hmm. more as kind of a motivator, a teacher, you know, what's your image of yourself when you're working with clients? What are you doing for them?
Yeah, like I feel like I'm your favorite teacher from, like, elementary school who was understanding, who listened, who can, you know, help you out, but who is also not going to let you walk all over them. You know, they're still going to call you out when you're being the funny kid in class, you know, when you're just joking around. They're going to call you out, but you don't stop liking them because of that. You know what I mean?
Respect.
I'm nice, but... Yeah, but I've got, you know, that edge to me. I can be serious, too.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, and
like
Go ahead. Well, that's
no,
what, and that's what we need, isn't it? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know, the delay. It's all good.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's what we need, because sometimes we're bullshitting ourselves. And not sometimes, I mean, all the time, my God, every day, you know, I tell myself lies and not intentionally. And most of the time I don't even call myself out on it. And it might even be on
mm-hmm.
little things, you know, it's usually on little things, but every once in a while I say something to myself, you know, in my head and I think, what? and a coach can help you, because if you had that person inside of yourself who could listen in on your conversations and, you know, hit a buzzer every time you bullshitted yourself, our lives would change really quickly.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
And, of course, that's what people are paying for.
Exactly. You're paying for someone to call you out on your shit. You're paying for someone to hold you accountable. You're paying for someone to listen to you.
Mm.
Not tell you what to do, to listen.
Right.
And then figure out together what is best.
Mm.
You know, like it's, I think, really, like, listening is a big part of coaching. You know, coaches, we're the type of people who, even if we want to say something, we have to hold our tongue and keep listening. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yes, yes. You know, that was a big thing for me. I used to think of coaches as being like the experts, like we were supposed to tell people. And it was huge for me when I understood, no, we're supposed to help people to tell themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's all it is. Yeah.
Right. Well, plus it takes the pressure off.
Skill to be able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's part of the reason I did a radio show is part of the reason I started doing it is because I wanted to become more aware and conscious in my daily life about asking questions instead of telling people. And I mean in all aspects of life, you know, in business, at home, whatever. I wanted to be really more conscious about getting to know other people instead of trying to get them to know me.
Yeah. That's really good. I love that.
Yeah, it's a challenge because it's not the world we live in. Everybody's always telling us, you know, tell everybody about yourself. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, I already know about myself. What's much more interesting and empowering for me is to find out about other people.
Yeah, building relationships, connecting, learning about people. You know, that's another thing that kind of bothers me a little bit about our online space is that people are... they're not really willing to connect unless you're willing to, like, pay them or something. Like,
I know.
Like, dude, I just want to, like, get to know you. Like, and then
absolutely.
If I think I might need you to help me with something, then I'll ask you and pay you. But
right.
Let's build relationships, you know? It's like, let's really get to know one another in this space here. Because maybe I know somebody that needs you.
Right. Right. Yeah, no,
it's
the Wild West online right now. And but that's changing. And actually, I'm going to be inviting you into a group that you're going to love and we're going to love you. And so I'll send you information on that. But I don't want to go into that here in your time. So, exciting. But we're down to a little under 3 minutes, which is crazy. It went so fast.
Yeah, we do.
I want to make sure I want to make sure you have a chance to tell people about, you know, how to connect with you and what you're offering and whatnot. So you take it.
Sure. So like I had mentioned earlier, like last night and this morning, I had a realization of how I'm going to be, you know, really connecting with people on a grander scale to get people started in this type of work that I'm doing. So I'm going to be doing two-hour intensives for the next couple months. This is what's going to get people going. So for these listeners, our wonderful listeners, the two-hour intensive, we're gonna help you get clarity. We're going to help you get that vision. We're going to talk about your passion. What I like to do is I really like to talk about what you loved to do as a child and what you don't do anymore, what you are curious about now in your life. So that's what I like in our two-hour intensive. Also, as a bonus, you're going to get one of my movement meditations once they get created, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
So the regular price for these are going to be $397, but for the listeners, they're going to be $197.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be half price because I love talking to you, so I'm sure I'm going to love your listeners. And just for the listeners, no one else gets this deal. Got it?
Yes, we got it. Oh, thank you so much. I mean, on behalf of everybody, thank you. We're honored.
Yeah. So, and if any of you decide to work with me on a longer-term basis, then that what you paid for the two-hour intensive, it's going to be a down payment towards the longer-term packages. So I'm excited about that. You can reach me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, Shayna, Shaina Harris, my last name, Mihajlovic, Mihailovic. I also have a Facebook group that you guys can join me in. My email, you can email me.
And you know what? We're about done. So, guys, you can email me at Coach Chris, K KRIS at me.com, and I will put you in touch with Shayna, and I'm going to post her email and whatnot on the page with this broadcast. Yeah, because, and you know what, we're off the air now. So I just wanted to make sure we got that in, but I will post your email information on this. I'll update the episode page so that if that's how you want people to contact you.
Yeah, that's fine. They can email me. They can join my group. I'll send you the link to that stuff via. And then we can do that. Oh, thank you for this interview. It was so much fun.
Thank you.
It was a lot easier than I thought it would be.
See? Yeah. Yeah, it went by. It always goes by really fast. And it was, I loved getting to know you and, you know, hearing about people's journeys, and it gives me so much joy and anticipation about what the future is going to be, because I see people just, you know, blossoming all over the place in really neat ways. So it's exciting.
Yeah, it is. Thank you so much for this. Thank you.
Thank you. And in about 20 minutes, I will send you the recording so that you can embed it wherever you like.
Yay, awesome.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.